to our feet. Let's enter his courts with praise, with thanksgiving. Just start speaking out thanks to God. Thanks to God for your health. Thanks to God for protection over you, over your family, that you drove here today and made it here. Because there's some people that got on the road today and it was the last breath that they took. But we're here today to give glory and honor to God because he is good. Amen? Amen.
You are Jesus, Son of God, Son of man. I call you Savior with nail-scarred hands. You will be my sun in the morning light, bringing redemption to my dark night. Beautiful surrender is where I want to be. Locked into your arms for all eternity. Come and take my hand. You can lead me when you please. That beautiful is chasing after me.
Hallelujah! He's chasing us this morning.
I am beloved, full of faith, standing tall, confident and brave. Beautiful surrender is where I want to be. Locked into your arms for all eternity. Come and take my hand. You can lead me where you please. That beautiful surrender is chasing after me.
To you. chasing after. Doesn't matter how many left turns you took when he told you to take a right turn. He's chasing after you. He's chasing after you with love in his arms. With love in his arms. He's chasing after you. He wants to replace your guilt and your shame and your doubt with the identity that he's given you, a son and a daughter in their rightful place. He saved a seat at the table for you. And he's chasing you, and he's welcoming you.
Lift our hands this morning. Let's just love on Jesus today. We love you, Father. We adore you, Jesus. We thank you, God, for your unconditional love, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you don't see us, Father, in whatever mess we may be standing in, but you see us whole, Father God. You see us completed, Lord God. You see us walking fully in purpose and destiny, God. Help us, Father, to see us the way that you see us, God. Let our eyes be open today, Lord God, to see us the way that you see us, God.
The king of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, he is my song.
Yes, he is.
Let the king of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, he is my song. Cause you are good. The king of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves. Oh, he is my song. Let the king of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days. Oh, he is.
Sing that again. Let the king.
Let the king. Of
y'all believe that? Woo! Let's give it up for God, for our loving God, for the God that brought you here this morning, for the God that's going to tuck you in at night. Let's give it up for Jesus. Amen. Everybody, let's declare that. How many of us are expecting a move of God today? But we know God doesn't move without our faith, right? So we're really going to go in this time, and we're going to talk about his reckless love. You guys ready? Give him a little shout. Woo!
For I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. For I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been
has he not? Let's lift our hands.
Mountain you won't climb up, coming after me.
to come and take it all, God. Won't you come and take it all? Won't you come and take it all? God, you can have it all. God, you can have it all. Ooh. We surrender. We surrender this morning, God. We surrender this morning. We want your way. We want your will. We want your way and your will, God, over us. Just in the seasons it's convenient.
Ooh.
But for all of my life, I want your will, I want your way. For all of my life, for all of my life. Not just when I'm in the valleys, but when I'm on the mountaintops, I want
That's right.
your way, God. Lift our hands this morning in complete surrender to God and allowing His way and His will in us and through us. It's so easy in the good times in our life to be like, oh yeah, I'm following the will of God. I'm doing it His way. And then a hard time comes and we're sitting in a valley and we're like, God, where are you? Like, where are you? And he's there. He's that small, still voice that's saying, I'm here, I'm here. I've never left you. I'm walking with you. It may seem dark, but because you're here, there is light. Because my light shines in you. So there's no darkness that could ever, ever encompass you. Because there is no shadow that He won't light up.
Amen.
There's no mountain that He Amen. Won't climb up. Because He comes after us 110% all of the time. We never ever have to second guess or question His desire for us. His desire to want to see us function in the fullness of who He's called us to be. And that was something that was released earlier, even in our worship time. God, let us see us the way that you see us. We don't want this blurred view anymore of how we look at ourselves. We don't want this clouded view of how we look at ourselves, where we see ourselves halfway there. God is saying that I'm tearing off veils off of eyes today. I'm tearing off veils off of eyes today. You will no longer see yourself through the mistakes that you've made, through your past, but you will see yourself new. You will see yourself as the creation that I have made you. Because nothing that I can create is not wonderfully made.
Amen.
Anything that I put my hands on is beautiful. I take ashes and make beauty. So see yourself the way that I see you. I see you as perfect. I see you as beautiful. I see you as worthy. You are worthy. God wants you to know that you are worthy. There is nothing that could take away your worth. You are worthy, He says. And yes, He wants you. He wants you. He wants all of you. Let's just sit in His presence together today for just a few more minutes. Let's just marvel and be in awe and wonder of this amazing God that we get to call Father, the creator of all of the universe, and we get to call Him Dad.
worship. Everybody stand up. Everybody lift your hands. Let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about his gifts of the Spirit. Let's talk about all he's done, how he got you here this morning. Let's not get comfortable and content. Praise him. Praise the Lord.
How many of you know that God is good? Amen?
Amen.
The line here that they keep saying that we really got to try to grasp is that there is no space between you and God. God is with you even when you don't feel like he is. He loves you even when you don't feel like you can be loved. When our flesh wants to push God away because of shame, God's arms are right there over you. No matter what we've done, no matter what we've thought, God's love for you doesn't have any conditions on it at all whatsoever. You see, our biggest mistake is praying to God as if God is in this far, far away land. He's so far away, and we're praying to God to come, and it's like we're waiting on our clock because God's taken a long time to get here. It's wrong.